Well, good morning, everybody. I was praying the other day, and a phrase just popped into my heart. The more you pray, the more you love. The more you pray, the more you love. Why? Because what is prayer? Prayer is essentially, whatever form it takes, it is opening the doors of our soul, of our life, to God. It's throwing open wide the doors so that God can enter in. And when God enters in, He takes possession of all our powers. Our powers of intellect, our powers of heart, our powers of body. When God enters into the human soul, He takes over. And that's why it's such the most important thing we can do is open wide, throw open wide the doors to God so that He can come into our lives and through us and in us live His divine life. The more you pray, the more you love. And I do think that we can see it here perfectly and beautifully in the moment of the visitation, which is our gospel today. Here we have Elizabeth, who is visited by Jesus and Mary. Wherever Mary goes, she brings Jesus, which is why we Catholics love Our Lady so much. And Elizabeth throws open wide the door of her house, and she receives Jesus and Mary. And what happens is that the infant in her womb, John the Baptist, starts to dance, and not only to that, but that the scripture here says is that she is filled with the Holy Spirit. She's filled with the divine life because she has opened the door to receive Jesus and Mary. And I think something of a visitation happens for each and every one of us every time we pray. We have our own visitation moments. When Jesus and Mary walk into our souls, walk into our lives, and take over all of our powers. And then Jesus begins to live His divine life more deeply, more powerfully through us. The more you pray, the more you love. And, sometimes I think the gospel is so hard to live because it's so simple. It's so simple. But everything Jesus commands us to do and tells us to do, when we open wide the door to Him, He comes in and He just does it. And it's all of a sudden it's a lot easier to forgive. All of a sudden it's a lot easier to have some compassion here, some empathy here, some forgiveness here, all those things. Because Jesus is living His divine life in and through us when we pray, when we are men and women of prayer. We often think of Mother Teresa, St. Francis of Assisi, the great saints, and we think, my gosh, look at all they did. But they did it because they didn't do anything. They just opened up their life and God lived powerfully through them and in them. I remember when my granny passed away, I was in the seminary, and my granny, she lived in Staten Island, and I never knew that in her bedroom she had a prayer chair. And never knew she had a prayer chair. And it was a well-used chair. And she had all these prayer books, and with underlinings, things in the margins. I have several of them from her now. And I remember when I discovered her very well-used rosary and all these things. And it dawned on me when I found that. I said, I've discovered Granny's secret. I've discovered my grandmother's secret. How she was such a loving person is because she prayed a lot, quietly, without fanfare, without anybody knowing but God. And like Matthew chapter 6 says, pray in your room in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. She had a lot of visitation moments from our Lord and from Our Lady, my grandma. And because she received the Lord so beautifully and deeply in her daily prayer life, He lived through her His life of love. And I'm a beneficiary, but so are so many others. Let's have good lives of prayer. The more you love, the more you pray, the more you love. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.